Chicago State University Board of Trustees will reconvene. At this time, I'd like to read into the record a statement from the board. The Chicago State University Board of Trustees accepts the PhD conferred on Dr. Angela Henderson by the University of Illinois in the current process being followed. Therefore, the board supports Dr. Henderson in her role as the interim provost and senior vice president. The board also expresses its full confidence in President Watson. At this time, we'll have a report from Academic and Student Affairs. Trustee Joyce.
I'd like to call for a comment, Dean Darga. Please comment on the library proposal.
Good afternoon, Richard Darga, Dean of Library and Instruction Services. Farid asked me to give an update regarding our activities with respect to the Obama Presidential Library proposal that we've been working on for some time now. In addition, I think with the recent news press that's really heating up with the release of the information related to the Obama Foundation, and the process now is clear with respect to how it's going to unfold. We are planning on moving right in and following that request for qualifications when it's released. Newspaper says, or the release, the website's suggesting that it's sometime this month, but I don't know, it could be a little bit later, but they're looking at sometime over the course of the next several months to put out a request for qualifications to interested organizations that want to work, continue to be qualified, to continue to put forth an RFP, to respond to an RFP that'll come out sometime this fall for a decision made in the spring next year is what I'm hearing right now. I just want to let you know quickly that over about the last year and a half, we've had an active team exploring all of the reasons why Chicago State would be a good location for a Obama Presidential Library. We have put together a team with, maybe 20 representatives of the community, the faculty, student body, staff. We have recommended community representatives from Pullman, West Chesterfield, Roseland, Chatham, the neighboring communities around here that we've been working with and consulting with as we're talking about a group effort. We also have been getting a lot of calls from alumni from around the country who want to work with us and participate in this project. Originally, we had a timeline established where we were looking at producing a proposal, an argument for why Chicago State and the far south side would be a good location for the Presidential Library to be submitted somewhere this summer is when we had intended to get it done. But with the recent press and the release from the foundation of a pending RFQ and RF qualifications, we're gonna now be able to march in step with what is going on, because there wasn't really anything before that. Not that the work we've done in the past already with doing our research, identifying reasons, and we went and visited several presidential libraries. We got, and the National Archives, we got really good feedback from them with respect to the way we've been doing and developing our proposals. So I feel confident with the work we've done that we'll be able to respond to the request for qualifications when it emerges. I've since contacted some consultants to assist us with the project that have done extensive work with respect to fundraising and responding to such kinds of qualifications. Another interesting development is the mayor's office and the request for a consolidated Chicago-wide response. I have not heard anything in particular about how that's all going to come together, but I mean, we're open. You may have heard in Chicago proper, there's the University of Illinois, Chicago, University of Chicago, us. We've been in the press a lot lately with respect to being a reasonable, realistic site. Yeah, thank you for the library. When I was out in Washington talking to National Archives, they do like a strong university affiliation with the library and archives, because it does draw in that research component. extensively, and they really that's a strong requirement or expectation of the National Archives to have a university affiliation with them. Like, for example, in Little Rock, the Clinton Library is not located on a university campus, but there is a college of the University of Arkansas right on the campus of the Presidential Library. So that connection is really strong with respect to making the materials available for research. We're going to continue working on the proposal. We have to get down and visit the Bush Library because they're the ones that most recently have gone through the RFQ process, and so I'm hoping to do that maybe next month and talk with them. It's been real difficult to get that kind of information without going to actually the foundation headquarters and sitting there and going through their archives. But that's where we are. If there's any questions.
Any questions?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the report. What I was most curious about, I believe you said you really don't have any information regarding the mayor's initiative to bring all three universities together in one bid. Would that be correct?
I don't have any information about whether they're going to be reaching out to us. It's just breaking news. It's kind of like within the last week or two that announcement was made. But
Yeah, I believe he said he wanted a unified front.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that, Patrick?
I do not, I will follow up with the dean.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very exciting.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Darko.
At this time, we'll entertain public and employee comments. Comments will be limited to 2 minutes.
For the record, Philip Beverly, Associate Professor of Political Science, Faculty Senate President, wanted to inform the board that at its Thursday meeting, the Senate voted no confidence in the interim provost and the president. Bill of particulars will be provided to you subsequent to this meeting.
Any other comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Trustee Carden?
Aye.
Aye.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Lee?
Yes.
Trustee Raina?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zolak?
Yes.
Bless them, Lord. How you doing? Good to see you. You staying warm?
I'm just